It's a big night. It's Clay Aiken night here. Christmas, the 4th of July, and the last day of school all rolled into one. And I would like to extend a special welcome to the Claymates who are here tonight. They all came down from the Claymore Mansion. Truth be told, the Claymates have been camped out here since the last time Clay was with us. So they built a little Aikenville in our back parking lot. And just in case, they never ever leave. So Clay Aiken will be here. And this is exciting. One lucky fan will go home tonight with one of his kidneys. So that's... show from The Sopranos. Aida Turturro is here with us. We have music tonight from Billy Joel's kid, Alexa Ray Joel is here, and we will be right back with Clay Aiken. But first, before we get to all that, our first guest tonight is one of the most intimidating figures in pop music. He's the head of the Claymates, one of the most dangerous and powerful music cartels in the world. On July 4th, he kicks off his symphony tour in Dallas, Texas. Please say hello to my best friend in the whole wide world, Clay Aiken. You seem taller since the last time I saw you.
And I'm dressed with the bright clothes today. You know, spring is here. I'm trying to...
I like it. I like it. Yes. It's very, very Irish. How are things? How's
everything?
I'm
good. I'm good.
Everything's good? Yeah?
I've got a little laryngitis. So.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's the dry air here in L.A. for some reason.
Yeah, it is.
I wake up sounding like Donna Imus every morning.
Well, you know what we do is every 3 months or so, we burn the whole city down to the ground.
I've noticed.
And then we start over again.
Thank God they put it out. Yeah.
You just got back from Afghanistan.
I did. Afghanistan. It was absolutely amazing.
That's a... That doesn't seem like a fun vacation spot.
You know what? It was absolutely amazing, though. People were so friendly, and it was just gorgeous and peaceful. And I really had an amazing time. It was a great educational experience.
Was it really? Yeah. Were you armed when you went over there?
No, I didn't need to be armed. A few times I looked around, I was like, that vest looks a little heavy to me. But other than that, it was pretty safe.
Did you find him? Did you get him?
I didn't. I thought, how great would that be if I killed Osama bin Laden?
I did. That wouldn't be that.
I would sell so many albums.
That would be the single greatest story in the history of mankind.
I was looking. Don't you worry.
Would you, if given the chance, would you murder Osama bin Laden?
Oh, wow. This is very political. Yes.
Of course you would.
I'm going to hear that again, I'm sure. Oh, God.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. I think probably
most people
are on your side on that one.
That's good. Yeah. You know, somewhere in a cave somewhere, they're showing the footage of this TV show right now.
Yes.
And they're thinking, that's the guy we got to get.
And they're very, yes, the leader of the people.
But I've got the Claymates.
You do, yeah, that's the Claymates. You never have to worry about anything.
I have always said, if the Claymates were put on the job, they would have found him, like... 20 minutes after they started looking.
You went over there with UNICEF.
Yes.
And how long were you there, did you say?
10 days.
10 days. Oh, that's a pretty long time. What did you do while you were there?
I go to try to observe programs that UNICEF is running and kind of come back and tell people what UNICEF does around the world and the good that they do in all the countries that they work in. So I had a really great time. I ate a lot of rice. That's all I ate. I lost 10 pounds because that's all I would eat the entire time.
You're allergic to like 75 different kinds of food, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
So I rice and raisins. That's pretty much
really?
It.
Really? Really? The raisins and rice diet. I like that.
That was pretty good.
It worked out for you?
Not a problem.
Rice and raisins.
Very svelte now.
Yeah. And Clay, you grew a beard for your trip over
there. I did.
There.
It only took a month. Took a month. And then there were spots on my face where that didn't grow hair, so I had to comb it over. I had like a comb-over beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
But why did you decide to grow a beard?
Well, you know, we like to be as culturally respectful when we go somewhere, and I kind of thought that was the culture. I thought that I actually was, you know, I did a lot of reading on it, and they give me a lot of information to read, and they wear the shalwar kameez. It's a Muslim attire for men. And so I got those, and I bought those, and I had the whole thing with the beard, and I looked like Jesus while I was over there. And when we got to Kabul, nobody was wearing it.
Oh, really?
They were all wearing suits. And I was the only one looking like Jesus walking.
They love, you know what? They're a bunch of pranksters over there. They do.
Are.
That's what they do. They put in the brochures, everyone's wearing these things. We have a photograph. This is,
Yeah.
I think this is when...
I look like a very confused Jesus.
This is when... Actually, you look more like a young Obi-Wan Kenobi than... during the Yoda training.
Huh?
And this is, tell us what's going on in this photograph here, because...
I was teaching English to some kids. They may be screwed.
How?
But I was trying to teach English.
Then were you trying to teach them English in 1 hour, or how was it working there?
They're very smart over there. They really are trying to suck up the knowledge. Actually, it's really just a photo op. I'm not going to lie.
And this photograph, you appear to be doing someone's taxes for them.
Another photo op.
These are just...
I couldn't understand the thing they were reading.
Did you sing and stuff when you were over there?
Oh, God. No, I did. I went to Uganda in 2005, and the kids there, they were singing this type of song, and it was really amazing, and then they had found out that I was a singer also, so they asked me to sing, and I didn't know what to sing, so I looked around, and someone told me, sing Bridge Over Troubled Water, so I'm singing Bridge Over, and they all laughed at me, so I went, they'd never heard that music before,
really?
So I went to Afghanistan, and I told the kids, I'm like, listen, last time I went somewhere, they all laughed at me, so I'm not going to sing for you unless you promise not to laugh at me, and they all promised not to laugh at me, so I sang, I think, some Disney song, and they all laughed at me.
Did they really?
So we wiped them right off the map.
I don't, yeah, there you go.
So I sang, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, and that seems to work.
And they like that one?
I think they're a little happy with it. They got, it fits the audience. You got to know your audience. I don't in the third world country.
I guess that is the way to, well, you're going to have to learn your third world audiences.
I need.
Yeah, all right, well, you know what? I just noticed something that you appear to be on a horse, so why don't we... Why don't we take a quick break here, and maybe we'll, the horse probably has to go to the bathroom or something right now. So before that happens, and I don't know if you know this, there's a man dressed as a witch next to you also.
Oh, God.
We're going to take a break. Clay Aiken is here with us, everybody. We'll be right back with Clay.